Big Grenade 3D, back behind those, ecstatic and trying to work into the clear behind those, was restless. Down to the 150, and a good go here. In the centre, ridden along hard, Matchbox with Big Grenade the outside. Juventus back on the fence. Matchbox has got the head in front. Matchbox. Matchbox wins the trial from possibly Juventus on the fence, kicking back in front of Big Grenade third. And then Restless. Behind those, when they pull up, was ecstatic, solid asset, and Chin's delight with those.
Son of Foxwedge gets home bay in colour out of Penny Banger. The mum was pretty handy and has done a good job in the breeding barn. Juventus second to Chris Lees, and he also trained the stablemate Big Grenade. 49.67 that overall time. The Paul Perry trained colt has got him by a long neck with a short head, separating second and third. So two of the big stables, the biggest at Newcastle there, filling the first three over the line, and that trio really gapped the others. As the heats continue, we're eight down and plenty more to come from Gosford this morning. We've got a half brother to a Nesta going around in the next heat. Stay with us.
In Melbourne, it's believed the spike in mosquito numbers is due to recent floods in the state. In sport, Penrith coach Anthony Griffin insists injured winger Josh Mansell remains a big piece of the club's premiership push this season, with Mansell recently undergoing major knee surgery. But less than 3 months after the operation, the Australian and New South Wales Origin representatives have already progressed to straight line running as of last week. Griffin is now hopeful Mansell will be back by round 12. Melbourne Victory coach Kevin Muscat says he isn't worried about the implications of the nil-all draw with the Newcastle Jets on Monday night. The draw means the Victory have lost further ground to the undefeated Sydney FC, now 9 points clear with 8 games to play. Former England captain Michael Vaughan is convinced newly named skipper Joe Root can do for England what Virat Kohli has done for India. Vaughan says Root is ready-made and will be a perfect captain from day one.
Salerno
and UFC megastar Conor McGregor and boxing legend Floyd Mayweather have reportedly reached a multi-million dollar deal to fight after months of intense negotiations. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Monday morning is Greyhound meters. Morning on Sky Sports Radio.
Salerno jumped well, all from scrap on the outside, also showing speed. Sunday Swindler's up prominent. Just behind those on the rails was Lady Zhivago, Dyes Diamond. And Three Hats is last of all. So Salerno and all from scrap. They go together now, running up towards the 550 metre point. A length and a half, the Lady Zhivago going to third, followed by Sunday Swindler, Dyes Diamond, and Three Hats is pulling hard back last. Coming up to the turn, and as they swing in now to 275, it's Salerno, Lady Zhivago getting a split to give chase, all from scrap, held together third, and then Three Hats down to the 125, Lady Zhivago moving up to Salerno. She puts the head in front now. Lady Zhivago, a narrow leader near home. He's down. Just won the trial. Lady Zhivago beats Salerno. Third between Three Hats and all from scrap. Next up was Dyes Diamond. And the last in, Sunday Swindler.
Don't miss the next superstar to emerge from WA. Head west and find it yourself at the Magic Millions Perth yearling sale at Belmont Park on February 20 and 21. Recent graduates of the sale include Group 1 winners Lucky Gray, Max Officio, Morgan Exchange, and a mighty Black Heart Bar. The 2017 catalogue includes 368 outstanding lots.
Welcome back to Sky Thoroughbred Central. We're up to heat number nine. Some nicely bred two-year-old colts and geldings are about to make their way around the gates. First of which falls into that category All Day, a son of Doomsday out of the Bradbury's Luck Mare and Always Loyal. He's Bayer Brown in colour, this fella. He's a half to that terrific filly and mare now in Onesta, of course, who John Thompson trained. He also prepares this guy. Placed in a Group 1 Flight Stakes, was second in the Crown Oaks, second in a T-Rose, second in a Group 3 Ethereal. She's a winner of more than $500,000. We're always leaving Loyal the Mum, won one of 12 starts. This fella's had two trials previously. His first go was at Randwick going back to October of last year, where he's beaten 1.4 lengths. He was immediately sent back to the paddock. He trialled at Randwick his first time this preparation behind Gunnison and Khan on the 27th of January. That was on a soft six, beaten 3.5. He's on top of the ground today like he was at his very first go. And for family and pedigree is anything to go by, we expect him to certainly be able to gallop. His big sister can do that, big half-sister.
I reckon he'll be nice and prominent here. There are a few raps on him. Final frontier, the lugging bit goes on. This fella, a son of Nakoni out of a stratum mare for Paul Perry. He's had two trials, both of which have been okay. He won his first go at Gosford on October 4 last year, and like All Day, he was immediately spelled after his first trial. He came back, he trialled on a heavy nine at Newcastle behind Oxford Bella and The Mission on the 25th of January. He was beaten four lengths, so he falls into that category. We have another one going from a very heavy track to on top of the ground. Space Odyssey, the mum was unraced. The Strata Mare, this is the very first foal. LaPont for Chris Lees is the son of my boy Charlie out of a Snippets Mare in Millbridge, who's had three foals to race. They've all been winners, so mum's done a good job. Two trials, first for her, she was fifth, and last of five at Wyong behind Roy's Command. Third at Gosford after that. That was in only about 10 days ago. Lion Star for Kristen Buchanan has had one trial, was beaten 6.5. And might well improve. Lord Invincible for Tony Newing is having his first at the trials. Mum Street Jam won one of 14. This is the second foal. San Francisco first at the trials, run by John Cornish at Torryburn. The son of I Love This City out of an unraced Strata Mare and Stanmore trial too. A fair way at his first go. He might well improve. Mum was placed and she's produced five winners for Scotty Asprey. And about the move in, this is the ninth heat of the morning. Pedigree wise, all eyes on All Day. Let's head to Luke.
Ray just said there, plenty of depth to this meeting. It's a real treat for punters.
Just trotting down.
The Wednesday, eight races at Royal
with the clunk of the course, so final frontier.
And Glenn Munty, tab.com.au. How are you, mate?
Sky back with us. Thanks, Gav.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning, Par. Good morning, Ray.
Final frontier.
Interesting to see how this track plays, boys. With
clunk
that,
of the course, she's going down to grab hold of it to bring it the rest of the way around.
That was
around.
With the rail at 8 metres, so we go out a further 4 metres today to 12. Very interested to see how it's going to play there today.
All right. Now, the first, we've got a full field there, Munts.
Yeah, well, it's ATC staff recognition
All day's
day
gone
today.
In.
This is the extra race that was on at Kembla on Saturday. This
Lion
is a
1,000-metre
two-year-old maiden, a very, very handy race.
This will be
we
San
start
Francisco
with Vega here
coming along.
As a 100-to-1 chance. Next on the air is Soviet at $5, 10 carats at $7.50. Alizi is a $1.70 favourite. Christian Reith to ride there. James Doyle, of course, having that fall on Monday. Broadly is 41. Paruli at 81. Supreme Glamour at 23. Villa Carlotta at $7.50. And Wind on Tide at $41. Best supported runner overall is Alizi here. Did open 160. It's 165 this morning. Now 170.
San Francisco.
Best back to beat it is 10 carat for Anthony Cummings. Who's been 9
process.
Into 750. Third most popular runner, Soviet. 8 He's into a short is 480. Back to 5.
First trial.
Next pick would be Villa Carlotta with James Cummings. The nappy factor coming into play there.
He's an I Love This City gelding.
Presented him with a son. Earlier the
race was I Love This City
to join Adeline as their a daughter they had earlier. So congratulations to James and Monica.
Right.
And also congratulations to Anthony and Bernie, grandparents again.
Yeah, well, look at the speed map here, guys.
When you think about it, he's pretty well named, isn't he, by I Love This City, called San Francisco.
The two that have come across
he's locked away anyhow. Stan Moore.
And Broadly. The favourite lead day, Ray. Look, she maps beautifully, doesn't she, off a perfect draw.
Yeah, and on her trial, Paul, she's going to be very, very hard to beat. I know she's a huge
now Lord
today,
Invincible.
And deservedly so. She's beautifully bred. She's out of the Golden Sipple in a Sepoy, and
we'll
she's a half sister
Pont.
To a Stern. And off that Rose Hill trial, what some I really liked about her, Paul, was how she relaxed and then just cruised into the
frontier,
trial.
Getting it to
James
the gates
Dorf
over there.
On that occasion, pressed the button. The response was instant, and she put a margin on her rivals and ran time. And look to be going under
the
gateman's
actually gone down to lead
trial.
It the rest of the way.
Well, question mark, of course, is the soft track conditions today.
100 metres from the barrier at the moment.
On her natural ability to get her home. From number two, Soviet, who, as Paul suggested, would probably lead here, as he did in a recent Kembla trial and showed good natural speed that day and could have won that trial by big margins.
Some of these have been in there for a while.
He'll be in front for
just
a
waiting for
way.
This one to get down there now.
Supreme Glamour,
Frontier.
Like the way she goes about her business, her recent trial win at Newcastle significantly was in a heavy track.
They'll increase his speed to a trot, which will...
She'll run well on debut. And number 8, Villa Carlotta, who's by Winx's sire, Street Cry. I love the way she hit the line recently in a random trial.
Now.
She may need further, but expect her to be running home hard. In the first, boom.
Nearly ready here.
She's pretty short.
Heat number 9 all day. Final Frontier, La Pont Lion Star.
7 and 8.
Lord Invincible,
yeah,
San Francisco, and Stanford.
4, 3, 2, and 8. Look, you can't go past the lead, and what we saw in that trial. She looks the real deal. And look, the report's coming out of the stable.
On their journey now.
Lord
Invincible a little bit slow out. Being pushed on early San Francisco to hold a forward spot. All days on the rail, just with those in the early part. A bunched field here. La Ponte out a bit wide, and between runners was Lion Star pushing up on settling. And on the rails all day is the joint leader with San Francisco. A very slowly run trial, and as a result, you could throw a blanket over them. The widest Final Frontier now moves up to them. La Ponte in the orange colours just off those. Lion Star was next, followed by Lord Invincible, and back last was Stan Moore. Into the straight with 200 to go. Final Frontier in the centre of the track has moved up with All Day the inside. It's All Day and Final Frontier. They pair off to fight this out. Final Frontier the outside. All Day the inside. They go down to the line. And there's not much in that. Maybe All Day and knows Final Frontier. Third across, San Francisco, I'd say, ahead of Stan Moore, La Pont. Behind those Lion Star. And well, last in was Lord Invincible.
Yeah, this is the Chris Toogood handicap. Of course, Chris looks after Rose
Hill. Photo finish.
And trapeze artist here is a $7.50. All day the Vader at $3.30 and favorite.
After Hanesta.
Marla Hat with the winkers on. Corey
the
Brown
inside
the
and Final Frontier. He wanted to win the trial. Final
Ace
Frontier.
The blinkers off.
Had the ears laid back on his neck.
Hands in is a scratch.
He tried hard, but he's just been pipped out here. Numbers are 1, 2, 6, and 3.
With the blinkers on at 15.
1, 2, 6, and 3. The placings the all day on the inside, $6. Just getting the nod.
Milanese Girl is a $9.50.
1, 2, 6, and 3.
Best supported runner overall here would be Invader.
Short head by 7. They really drew clear. Those two. They dominated that trial.
In the race.
49.44 is the time. The
last
635.
38.
It was a funny affair, Gav. They went very slow early, and they were bunched right up, but
I think the two class runners certainly
drew clear and dominated the trial in the back half.
Well summed up. That was a very pedestrian tempo early on, and at the last little bit, the first two particularly were made earn it. Do you like the look of this fella All Day over on the inside? He was given a tickle up there. This is the second trial for him this preparation. Looks like Blake McDougall is on him, and looks like a determined little fella. A half to Anesta, of course, twice Group 1 place was the half big sister, placed in a Flight Stakes, and also in a Crown Oaks, was placed in a T Rose and a Group 3 Ethereal. He had a trial at Randwick going back to October. He was immediately then sent to the paddock, of course, carries those colours that Anesta does. Quiet trial first time back at Randwick, and he was railing through just outside of those witches' hats to get the job done. All Frontier, equally. He was pretty determined, and that was his third trial, a son of Nakoni out of a stratum mare. Three trials in all for that guy, and they've all been very, very good. And number 6 was back in third, San Francisco, so Paul Perry training second and third, but it looked like Blake McDougall on board of All Day, getting the job done. Made earn it, but he can only win them, and that's what he's done a few moments ago.
They're on their journey now. Lord Invincible a little bit slow out. Being pushed on early San Francisco to hold a forward spot. All days on the rail, just with those in the early part. A bunched field here. La Ponte out a bit wide, and between runners was Lion Star pushing up on settling. And on the rails all day is the joint leader with San Francisco. A very slowly run trial, and as a result, you could throw a blanket over them. The widest Final Frontier now moves up to them. La Ponte in the orange colours just off those. Lion Star was next, followed by Lord Invincible, and back last was Stan Moore. Into the straight with 200 to go. Final Frontier in the centre of the track has moved up with All Day the inside. It's All Day and Final Frontier. They pair off to fight this out. Final Frontier the outside. All Day the inside. They go down to the line. And there's not much in that. Maybe All Day and knows Final Frontier. Third across, San Francisco, I'd say, ahead of Stan Moore, La Ponte. Behind those Lion Star. And the last in was Lord Invincible.
form lines to me, the 2 and the 3.
Oh, all day, well related, gets the job done in 49.44. It's about average for the morning over Final Frontier and San Francisco. A short head by 7 lengths with the margins there. That pair really cleared off from the others after a very moderate tempo early on, and they were picked up over the last little bit. That was heat number 9. That was the last of the two-year-old heats of the morning. The time, pretty average from what we've seen from the babies thus far this morning at Gosford. Another 3 heats to come. We'll take a quick break and back to have a look at heat number 10.
Yeah, and in this race here, this is the Glenn Miller Handicap. These races named after ATC employees, of course. Drakenfels came out yesterday, 24 cents to win and nothing to place a deduction there. Dream Masters, a $17 chance. I Thought So, $3.30 and favourite. Pirapala at $4.60. Blanco Cara is a $10 chance. 8 Over is a scratching, no deduction. History Repeats, $6.50. Mullover at $13. Waking Moment at $19. By C at $5.50. Perfect Rhyme at $26. Scream R comes back as a gelding, but they've also taken the blinkers off on the cross nose band off. It's a $16 chance. Honey Horse they've shown interest in here is I Thought So, Darren Flindell's best of the day. Even when Darren was on earlier, it was $3.40. After going up $3.80 this morning, it's now $3.30. Second pick is By C. Of course, Mickey Tubman there and Cathy O'Hara combining this filly out of Chance Buy.
Yeah, that's right, Munns. And this is a tricky one to map because there's no obvious leader here. The horses I've got that could go forward, Blanca Cara, History Repeats, By C, if it jumps well, would surprise me if it went forward. And the other two are Mullover and Waking Moment. So even though there's no pace on paper, how often do we see it, Ray, that a few of these show the initiative and next thing you know, they're ripping along in front?
Exactly, a good point, Ree, By C, because she was slowly away on debut, wasn't she, Paul? And from that inside gate, I'm sure they'll try and take advantage of it. Look, I'm leaning towards 3, I Thought So, for a couple of reasons. Look, you may think of So You Think Colt might be unsuited at 1,200 metres, but this colt's got a touch of brilliance about him. You only have to watch a replay of his recent trial at Warwick Farm. I thought it was just an outstanding trial, Paul. He was relaxed, beautiful on the outside, and when Blake Sheen asked him to sprint the line, the acceleration was quite stunning. He's run 33.55 his last 6. He would have gone faster than that because he was just off speed. So, terrific performance. And I'm expecting this colt to do something pretty good today and make a winning return to racing. I think he might be a very smart colt, number 3, I Thought So. Number 4, Pirapala. Look, she's shown ability at her only preparation last spring. Looked good in the recent trial. She was in the market in both her starts during the spring. She'll be hard to beat here. 7 History Repeats, beautifully read, more than ready, filly out of Tuesday Joy. And her recent trial win, Paul, the way she scooted down the outside was super impressive. That was on a soft track too, so looks like she'll handle.
Welcome back. 3 more heats to get through from Gosford this morning. The 2-year-old's done and dusted for the morning. On to heat number 10, maiden trial. 3-year-olds and upwards are scratching here of Oakfield Ricky. However, there is an addition. The stable mate in Oakfield Jet gets a start for Kristen Buchanan. Charlotte and number 1 for Paul Perry, a son of Encosta de Lago. Beautifully related. The magic ring there in Quack. Good family backing up this fellow. He's only had the 1 career start, however, he does know what the trial cape is all about. He had 3 trials prior to making his race debut. He won a trial at Cessnock on a heavy 10 going back to September of last year. He got that narrowly. He then was sent to Musselbrook for his first start. He finished 7th in a field of 10. After leading them up, he compounded to be beaten 6.3 lengths behind Walshy over the 1,280 metres. He was then given another break. He came back to the trials on a heavy 9 at Newcastle behind Magic Success and Sweet Olivia, who was beaten 2.7. He goes from the heavy 9 and has firmer footing this morning. For Paul Perry, he's had a good morning at the office. Darkhan for John Thompson is the son of Dane Shadow. Out of Miss Mocker, unraced, overall has had 3 trials, most recent of which was on a heavy night at Randwick behind Lord Macau and Preparito. On June 9 of last year, he had trialled in pretty okay fashion prior to that at Hawkesbury a couple of times, but he wasn't quite ready.
Now the fourth one
he comes back to the trial after about 7 months off the scene, or a little bit more. Gravilia next up, a 4-year-old daughter of Rahib, out of an American mare in Nice Balance, or the Nice Balance mare relaxingly. For Liz Tilly, might need to improve. A 9-start veteran, this girl. She's yet to show up as of yet. The best run, though, for her was when she was beaten 6 lengths at Wyong on a heavy 8 going back to
nothing to
August
place.
Of last Snowball year, her two subsequent on, runs were fair. At best, she was beat 8.7 at Taree on September 12. Archioki then for Chris Lees is having her fifth lifetime trials, a daughter of over authorised rather out of a Grove and a mare. Her first trial this time in, she had three in the latter part of last year. Her first trial this preparation was here at Gosford behind Artie Spin on Feb 6, beaten 4.8. She might well improve between trials today. Image first for Dave Atkins, made his debut at Taree on July 4 last year, beaten 11, and was beaten comprehensively at that same track on July 22. Has had a decent break following that, held him by Reddy's Image out of the Kilimanjaro there in first strings. Kenny Colleen for Tina Williams, rather, three-year-old daughter of Harada son out of a catcher in the Rye mare, having a first trial. Mum was unraced. This is her third foal. She's had one winner. Another one of them has placed. And then we go to Winflora for Grant Marshall, a daughter of Star Witness, bred by Ronnie Duffersey, out of Double Malt, the Canadian Double Malt, not the one that Les Bridge trained going back a couple of decades. Two runs for this girl. She's been beaten a fair way at both. And the other one then is the addition, and that is Oakfield Jet, led by Bruce McKenzie, the mayor of Port Stevens, and Kristen Buchanan. And so far, this is the third trial, this preparation. She knows what the trials are all about. She's had five in all. We're yet to see him, rather, under race conditions. He's a five-year-old gelding. Almost all in. Here's Luke.
Was disappointing at a second start in Saturday's race.
Gab is waiting for Oakfield Jet. He's just on his way over there now, going past the 900-metre mark. So as soon as he gets to the barrier,
Rose Hill, where she showed the usual speed and cruised home.
And we'll be
and she's pretty
right
smart, Coco Excel, and I think she's the one to beat number two, Coco Excel, from three rows of Carolina.
He's an addition to this trial, Oakfield Jet.
The Chris Lee's stable, which is very much in form after that feature race trick they had at Randwick on Monday. Rosa Carolina,
she
did win first up at Gosford back in the
about
spring.
To come
she's
forward.
Pretty smart, and she'll be in this for a long way. Five Vienna Romances, Paul suggested, has got good speed and won't be too far away throughout. And four Will Kenia, resuming off a long spell, went on debut at Wyong in March of last
and
year.
And for Heat 10 now, they're just about all in.
Two recent trials and on a home track, she'll run a bit of a race. But I think number two, Coco Excel, is pretty smart. What on top, 2, 3, 5, and 4 in race four.
Yeah, I've got Coco Excel on top as well, Ray. I've gone 2, 10, 3, and 4. I know I identified good pace in the race,
but
I think Coco Excel's got that ability to absorb a bit of pressure. We saw that particularly on her debut win on that heavy track, and then before she was went out for a spell, she was just nosed out behind suspenders. And yet again that day, she was the only on pace still there at the business end. The rest of them were back
and away now.
So I think 1100
Dark
around
near the inside jumped best,
to get away with this
joined on the outside by Charlatan, and between those Image first when they hit the ground. Just off them sorting out their order was Winflora, Hachioki at three wide at the moment.
And I really liked her
then Gravilia getting back was at that stage of the trial Kenny Colleen, and Oakfield Jet is last of all. Coming up towards the home turn, 400 out, and showing the way clearly now Charlatan. It goes clear by two lengths rounding the turn from Darken. Behind them, Image first, Hachioki the widest from Gravilia, and back behind runners was Winflora. Down the running, Charlatan shaken up now, a wall chasing. Archie winding up on the outside, Dark Hen and Kenny Colleen the rail. Charlatan pushed on, finds sufficient. Charlatan wins the trial. Beat in second, Kenny Colleen. Third might be Archie ahead of Dark and then Image first. Gravilia and behind those Winflora, Oakfield Jet.
Scratched earlier to run here as a $5 chance. Alaskan Wolf at $9.50.
Looked under a bit of pressure early in the straight, Charlatan.
Invincible Dame came out this morning.
Was able to hold them all at bay.
Nothing to place. Latin Salsa 13.
And win the
Gloriette,
trial.
Karen McAvoy to ride there at $4.60.
He led up on debut at
Musselbrook. Out the deduction 6 cents.
October 3. Finished
Glib
down the track there behind Walshy.
Alakai is.
But he'd won a trial previous to that. And
one of the quieter betting races of the day
he did
here.
There this morning.
Runner,
he's
though,
got some ability.
In Pomelo.
Numbers are 1, 6, 4, 2, 1, 6, 4, 2.
It was a $9 chance, and Remunerator was a $9 chance.
Time 50 and 33, a little bit slower than a few of the others this morning.
70 last night as the best supported runner, open 320
50 and 33
today,
the time,
and
has 1, 6, 4, 2.
Price.
And
second
mark
pick is Gloriette. Who
by
went
one
as much
quarter.
As six. It did open 480.
Kenny Colleen
morning,
closed
so
off well there on the rails to grab second.
Yes,
and Hachioki
has
been a bit of a rev up in her trial this morning. In fact, the filly.
as the blinkers back on. She's as pretty good
a bit of ground by authorised.
Drawn outside of those two, and she'll press forward on off pretty the well there. Gate. So 1, 2, 3, put the
36.15 was the last 600 gap.
Yeah, read it.
Luke, thank you. So Charlatan, who led them up there at Musselbrook, but to capitulated to be beaten 6.3 lengths. That was on October 3 of last year. Immediately spelled by Paul Perry. Went to the Newcastle trials on a heavy nine behind Magic Success and Sweet Olivia and was beaten 2.7. On top of the ground, was certainly ridden out. The effort of Kenny Colleen first day at the trials was A-OK. The second filly, daughter of Harada's son, out of an unraced catcher in the rhyme there in Salinger's Bow, was second. Hachioki, who was given a real slap up out wide, was back in third. And the other one there, which has gone quite all right, is the son of Dane Shadow for John Thompson. Dark Hand was asked to do very little over the last little bit and was probably only beaten about 2.5 lengths at the finish. Had a couple of trials in the middle part of last year, in May and in June, at Horsbury and at Randwick, and it looks like the break has seen him strengthen up significantly. You'll see him in John's colours, the navy blue and white hoops. He's back in fourth place, and while the others were being urged along a little bit to get their minds on the job, he was the one on the heels of the place getters who was given a pretty quiet time of it back in fourth place. But a good morning at the office continued a short time ago for the Paul Perry guard, with Charlatan taking out
the first four starts in a debut preparation resuming.
And away now, Dark Hand near the inside jumped best, joined on the outside by Charlatan, and between those image first when they hit the ground. Just off from sorting out their order was Wind Flora, Hachioki at three wide at the moment. Then Grabilia getting back was at that stage of the trial Kenny Colleen. And Oakfield Jet is last of all. Coming up towards the home turn, 400 out and showing the way clearly now, Charlatan. It goes clear by two lengths rounding the turn from Darken. Behind them image first, Hachioki the widest from Grabilia. And back behind runners was Win Flora. Down the running, Charlatan shaken up now, a wall chasing. Hachioki winding up on the outside, Darken and Kenny Colleen the rail. Charlatan pushed on, fine sufficient. Charlatan wins the trial. Beat in second, Kenny Colleen. Third might be Hachioki ahead of Darken, and image first. Grabilia and behind those Win Flora, Oakfield Jet.
Charlatan prevails there, the son of Encosta de Lago. He's ready for the races again after his second trial this time in. Had a good producing there in Quack for Paul Perry over Kenny Colleen. First out the trials was good. She'll only take plenty of benefit out of that. Hachioki out wide was in third. They've gone 50-33, so a bit slower time-wise compared to a few of those heats this morning. And the margins there were a long neck by 1.25. Mind the effort of the fourth place getter there, the son of Dane Shadow and Dark Hand for John Thompson, who's had a couple of them of his representatives go very, very well this morning. Right, we're off to a quick break on Sky Thoroughbred Central. 10 down and 2 to come from Gloucester.
Out fitting well, and he was there on Monday though, Glenn, so good to see you. The ATC sort of honouring him. He's been there for a long time now, hasn't he?
Well, I don't think they open the track of the morning before you get there. And I'll tell you what, if you're late off the track, they could be the one chasing you off as well. So this is the Mick Stanley here, race 6 on the program. Where Invincible Knight is, with the blinkers back on today, is a $17 chance. Zorconig at $3.10. Then we go to Disgraceful at $15. Honey Wine, Brent Navdulla to ride there with a nose roll on at $26. He's Dreamin', back at the races today, with Rodney Northam and Robert Thompson. It's a $41 chance. Obsidian at $3.60. I'm a Nui at $2.90 in favourite. Night Voyage came out this morning, 3 cents a win and nothing the place. And Chestnut Road is an $11 chance. Well, confidently supported here, I'm a Nui at $2.90. Easily the best supported runner, about 67% of the money invested on the race. But a drifter today, 280 out to 290. The firmer today is Zorn Conig. It's been 360 into 310. And it's got a quarter of the amount of money on it than what I'm a Nui has.
Interesting, Munns, because on my speed map, Zorn Conig is the horse that gets all the favours here. I can't identify much speed. Zorn Conig straight to the front. Maybe Invincible Knight, with the blinkers back on, goes forward. And number 9, Chestnut Road, he can pull a bit if the tempo comes off. So he could be the one that's a bit of a fly in the ointment for the leader. But on paper, at least, Zorn Conig, it gets the run of the race.
Yeah, which is my one little concern, I'm a Nui, Paul, because I think this is the right race for him, provided that he gets a genuine enough tempo to allow him to finish off. He's had